This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. health officials have lifted an 11-day pause on the COVID-19 vaccinations using Johnson & Johnson's single-dose shot on Friday after a panel of scientific advisors decided its benefits outweigh a rare risk of a blood clot. In an online briefing, FDA Acting Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock said, even though there were nearly a dozen cases of women developing blood clots after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, her agency and the CDC are confident it is generally safe.
Both agencies have full confidence that this vaccine's known and potential benefits outweigh its known and potential risks in individuals 18 years of age and older.
The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention decided that J&J's one-and-done vaccine is critical to fight the pandemic, and that the small clot risk could be handled with warnings to help younger women decide if they should use that shot or an alternative. India has reported another global record in daily coronavirus infections for a second straight day. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Dr. Kulvinder Singh Kochur, who works at a New Delhi hospital, says oxygen is in very short supply. He has 110 patients admitted, 12 are on ventilators, and more than 85 on oxygen. The surge has already driven India's fragile healthcare system to near breaking point, with understaffed hospitals overflowing with patients and a critical shortage of oxygen and supplies. Kochur has told the AP authorities had not responded to phone calls or mail asking for more oxygen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.